You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty.
I'm from here, from Washington, D.C.
We come down from Vermont, here for a couple days, and we're going to the U.S.
Coming from Frederick, Maryland.
Rochester, New York.
Near Columbus, Ohio.
I've lived in Detroit all my life.
The Women's March on Washington on January 21st was a first action. Organizers plan to hold 10 actions in the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Joining me now is Phoebe Hopps. She's the Michigan coordinator of the Women's March. Let's start with action two, huddle up. What's that?
We're encouraging people all over the state and country to huddle up with their communities and get together and describe and sort of be inspired about what kind of country they would like to live in.
I typed in a zip code and dozens of these next up huddles popped up in Michigan. Some of them are personal homes, at libraries, at all kinds of gathering places. Now, are these individual meetings setting their own local agenda for local action, or are they contributing what their findings are at their local huddles to a central office somewhere in Michigan?
Yes. Each group in each community has their own issues that they're going to be working on initially. We will be providing a packet from our national leaders for things that, you know, for discussion topics and things that they would like to see on both a local, state, and national level.
The big news story this week is a general strike, a day without women. Tell me about that.
We're still learning about it. We do have a call tonight. We will be excited to learn more about what type of strike this is. We do not have a date yet.
Well, general strike generally goes, nobody shows up for work. I mean, is that what you think they have in mind?
I believe so. I think at this point, we're still learning what exactly they think that we should do.
Well, if that's the case, what would you accomplish by doing that?
We'd like the world to see how it would be without women involved, whether it be taking care of their children, being engineers or nurses or scientists. There's so many different levels and ways that we contribute to society.
Presumably, this message is aimed at everyone, the patriarchal society, the politicians in your state capital and in Washington. But this was kind of prompted by the Donald Trump campaign and later administration. So what's the message that you want the Trump administration to hear?
I believe that we want him to hear that, or the entire administration to hear, that we are a large force behind this country, and we deserve respect and we deserve to be heard.
I mean, being heard is one thing, but what do you have to say once you're heard?
We want our administration to take actions that are along with what we want as a society, whether it be equal pay, rights to education, advancement at work. Healthcare is huge. These are all things that we want from our government, and we don't feel that they are meeting our requirements.
I was reading an article in The Atlantic. The author is David Frum, who I think of as a thoughtful conservative commentator. He warns the critics of the Trump administration to avoid being outrageous in their rallies. He writes, "You want to scare Trump? Be orderly, polite, visibly patriotic." He adds that, quote, "Trump wants to identify all opposition to him with the black mask crowbar thugs who smashed windows and burned a limo on his inauguration day." And Trump advises, don't let him do that. He says, if protesters really want to get under Trump's skin, carry the flag, open with the Pledge of Allegiance, close by singing the Star Spangled Banner, be more patriotic while resisting. That didn't happen with the Women's March on Washington. What do you make of that idea?
Our march, actually, I believe our march did not have any arrests. It was
peaceful, but the speakers said some, I think by any definition, some pretty harsh and outrageous things.
I think we're trying to work towards making this a peaceful movement, you know, where we are patriotic and we do respect the office of the presidency. So I think that I know coming from Michigan and having our new leadership here work on events, we're trying to meet those demands, you know, for peaceful and very powerful protests without being, you know, disrespectful and un-American.
What's ahead in these other actions? I mean, we've talked about 3 of 10. Do you have any idea what the other 7 might encompass?
We do not know yet. I know that on a state level, we are just working on local and statewide activities.
And what might those be?
Sure. We're working and partnering with Academics United on February 9th. They're doing a protest against the visa and immigration ban. This will affect thousands and thousands of students in our state. On February 11th, we're also working as a team across the country and the state of Michigan for Planned Parenthood counter protests, where we're surrounding the clinics and healthcare centers with love and unity. On March 5th, we're working to do a Selma Solidarity March in Flint, Michigan, to raise awareness for both inequality and the water situation in Flint. That will be huge. And on April 22nd, we're working on our March for Science.
Phoebe Hupps is the Michigan coordinator of the Women's March on Washington and coordinating the actions in Michigan and working with the national group as well to make sure that women are heard by the Trump administration. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you so much.